stage. Now, turning to hockey, the Czech hockey team is fresh from its gold medal win at the World Championship in Germany, but many in the country are wondering what will come next for the national team. Ahead of the tournament, coach Vladimír Růžička promised he would be stepping down, handing the reins to his successor, Alois Hadamčík. Curiously, it is the second time Růžička has won gold at the Worlds, only to be followed by Hadamčík. Jan Wellinger reports on some of the challenges the new coach will face.
Not many, not even diehard hockey fans, thought that this year the Czech national team would win the World Championship, with only a few names such as Jaromír Jágr and Tomáš Vokoun. But they did so in style, and they did so by fighting with unsurpassed team spirit. Now that gold is secure, it's a question of what next? The team will now be led by new coach Alois Hadamčík, who under completely different conditions will try and build on this year's success. A little earlier I spoke to Karel Knap, sports editor and hockey specialist for the Czech daily Mladá Fronta Dnes.
He would probably not use the same players next year because he will have another possibilities, another players from the NHL that weren't in Germany this year. So it will be quite a different situation.
Do you think that it puts him in a tougher position? Because many commentators have noted that this exact same thing happened last time around, that in 2005, Růžička won the world championship. He's done it again. Both times, Hadamčík came afterwards.
Well, maybe it's a little bit more difficult, but I think that most people here in the Czech Republic that know hockey, know the situation in the Czech hockey, they know that the Czech hockey is not healthy, that there are many problems, and I don't think a lot of experts and a lot of fans will anticipate another gold next year.
So this year was really, really kind of the exception?
I think so.
One factor that plays into Mr. Hadamčík's favor is the fact that he is said to enjoy a better professional relationship with some NHL players than his predecessor. He may also be able to build on some of the unexpected talent from this year's tournament. Last but not least, banning unforeseen circumstances, he should also be able to count on Jaromír Jágr, a hockey legend and major boost for the morale of the team, to come back. Karel Knap, once again.
This championship discovered some new talents, some new young hockey players that can play hockey on the highest level. But we cannot forget that this year, maybe of the 100 best players in the world, 90 weren't there. This year, the tournament wasn't the top tournament of the year. The best players were playing on Olympics, but in the World Championship, the best players weren't there. So Hadamčík will have to get the NHL players, the best players. And the problem is whether he can generate a team spirit that was in the locker room of the Czech national team in Germany this year.
One thing that observers say the new coach should take away from this year's success is the chance to build on hard work that went into training special teams, namely penalty killing. That was an area where the Czechs dominated and made a difference, surviving against the odds and even scoring 4 goals shorthanded. The new coach is widely seen as old school in his approach, but if he only keeps one thing from this year's success, say observers, it should be this.
Jan Wellinger reporting. Now, if you feel like you could do with a break,